I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Holy shit, you killed that thing.
This feels like a dream.
Welcome back, Darren.
Thank you.
I'm not even sure where to start with this place.
Jack, don't you have mage hand?
Like, I've seen you use it.
Furious dragon freaked me out.
Quit drinking those potions, Red.
She looks amazing.
I don't want to presume.
We'll just pile them all here.
Oh, that thing. Cool, you know.
I'm guessing something has to weigh this down.
Let him have it, Jack.
I want to make sure you're picturing like the same kind of weights I am.
You guys are just stealing stuff from each other.
it's just a circle. Children, all of you.
Welcome back to Dice Shame. This is Season 2, Episode 35, Every Nook and Cranny.
MVP this week is Faye, aka Nerd Fairy, who's been live blogging their listen on our Discord. Faye's pretty much all caught up and would die for Rat's new red friend Stevie. You and me both, Faye. And I promise nothing will ever, ever happen to him.
It better not. Divisor is a new limited series I've created that releases everywhere May 1st. It's a sci-fi horror audio drama that is sure to be a blast for fans of sinister space tales. You can subscribe now at divisor.ca or check everywhere May 1st for all 7 episodes. You won't want to miss this one.
All right, should we play some D&D?
Let's do it.
I feel like there's two groups of people. There's like a group of people that will clap like this and keep their hands shut. Then there's the group of people that will clap like this and take their hands away.
Well, everyone takes their hand away. It just depends on how long after the clap.
I clapped 20 years ago, and I'm not separating my hands.
But at what point is it like a together clap or an away clap? Because I did that. I mean, you could say my hands.
Together clap's just praying.
Which one are you, Alex? Are you a together clapper or an away clapper?
I'm a together clapper. It's staying together for a while.
I'm also.
Yeah. I think, Rob, you did a pull away.
This is like when someone asks you, like, what foot do you lead with? And you're like, I don't know anymore.
Now that you ask what's me, breathing it's impossible
like?
How to
often
say.
Do you blink? I'm very aware of all the processes your body's doing.
Oh, me, no. I love blinking.
Oh my God, yeah. You ever thought about breathing?
Digest much? Don't think about your tongue being in your mouth.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Now you're aware
Why would
of
you
it?
Mention that?
I mean,
pumping around you.
Yeah, to me, if you pull your hand about off quick because you're going to be clapping again, then you're just applauding, basically, aren't you?
Well, I guess... Yeah, so maybe at the beginning we should be saying, okay, everybody do one applaud.
Everyone do
clap.
A really slow applause, but only twice.
Trying to be inclusive here, so you can either do a single applaud or a clap, whatever you're most comfortable with.
What about a one hand clap? Okay, everyone.
Lise, it's this.
I can only do lots of them.
I got nothing.
Yeah, you can't. It's like when you get tongs, you have to check them, make sure they click.
I'm clapping. Yeah.
You have to scoop, Rob.
You got a meaty palm.
Fuck yeah, I do. You know what that means? Got a big ego.
I have very little cartilage in my hands.
You've been known to punch.
Oh my God, seriously.
I mean, I think the best applause is the there's a video where somebody, she got the audience, rather than applauding, to just click their teeth together. Just,
oh,
ew.
What?
And when you have an auditorium of people doing that, it is upsetting.
That is
apparently,
one of those things.
That's a lot of mouth sounds.
Interesting.
Yeah. Apparently your teeth shouldn't touch each other.
That's
unless
correct.
You're actively chewing.
That's correct.
Like ever?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Because every time your teeth touch each other, they like lose a little bit of tooth juice. tooth
well, that's
gas.
Okay. Go to the Paste. Petro-Canada and just fill up more tooth juice.
They just need a long rest.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you look at old people teeth, there are...
If you look at old people teeth, hold on. Who's old people teeth?
Any of them.
We're all old, but define old now, like... Old fuckers,
like
or
80s,
like 90s.
Their teeth are going or gone, and that's why. Because
they're going,
they're out of
they're
here.
Gone.
They used up all their tooth.
Oh, the incisor molars coming up the fast lane.
Tooth juice makes it feel like it's a gusher, and like if you like pop a tooth out, it's just full of like blue raspberry.
Oh, yours wow. aren't.
Oh, and the fang takes the lead
on the outside.
Well, no, I think mine are watermelon. I can't tell though.
Oh,
what was the? There's like a image, like a GIF, and a computer created image of like a brush brushing soft teeth, and the bristles are hard. You ever seen
Ew.
That?
No.
It's really funny.
What?
Oh. Yeah, it's like there's a whole bunch of GIFs that are That's like cursed. Kind of yeah. reversed yeah, expectation, yeah. where they're really common things, and this just yeah, this bristle comes in, and the bristles don't move, but the teeth just kind of like softly squish yeah. with each bristle move.
Well, this is like weird. This is like That's the question of would you rather have. Hair where your teeth are, or teeth where your hair is?
Teeth, oh. hair.
Wait, sorry.
I'd rather have hair, teeth.
Like, yeah, hair where See, your teeth is, or teeth where your hair are.
God.
Except that I was like, what? How much hair are we talking
yeah,
about?
Like,
is it just like
just
top
the
of your head?
Is like one thing. Click, 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 click.
Or like,
click,
like, click, my click, eyelashes, click, teeth.
I'm
now.
With I'm with Alex Guthrie here. I want a lovely mane of teeth.
Yeah, yeah.
And other like teeth this. In my mouth.
Check,
as
you
well.
Think I mean, my mustache is impressive? Check this out.
But you're Baleen.
Yes. No,
but all of it feels weird because of what we got right now. But like, you know, whales got hair teeth, basically, yeah. don't they? They
they're
have
really
like,
stiff. The,
yeah.
How would you
big.
Eat a fucking hamburger
yeah,
through
but,
your weird well, hair
you
teeth?
Would, yeah, but our food would be different. We wouldn't have...
No, it's not we. It's you.
I will not have hair teeth.
Just one person.
Yeah. That's right. Mm-hmm.
Well, then I can't imagine anyone who would take hair teeth because you'd basically be cutting out...
That's right.
You know, like, you know, hair also, on the top... Or teeth on the top of your head. It's like, yeah, whatever. You just kind of look
weird.
It
could look awesome.
You could just buzz the hair teeth down and then get a pair of dentures.
Oh.
But then what's the point? You're just
no,
you're
I think
just doing...
if they're hair teeth, they got to be the whole way, like enamel, all of those nerves in there, mm-hmm. all that shit. Like, it's got to be just as horrible.
Then do you eat with your skull, like your brain, your head? You're
I
like
don't think so.
Crunk, crunk.
You
I'm just chewing.
Your head?
I'm going to bite you, motherfucker. Headbutt across the room. I mean, that's kind of already what those... Paracephalus? Is that the one that has the bone head? Like, there's a bunch of them.
Paracephalosaurus?
Pachycephalosaurus, that one is one too, but I was thinking of the one with the, but you're right, that's probably more apt. Yeah, they got like a big tooth on the top of their head, more or less, right? It's bone. isn't it?
Narwhals have got narwhals like a big
got a big
teeth
old
horn.
Teeth.
Got a big old teeth.
Giraffes are weird, unrelated, but
I mean they are.
Yeah, Pachycephalosaurus. That's the one.
Oh
that,
yeah, that's where they get syphilis from.
That's
yeah,
where that's you true. Get syphilis.
Pachycephalosaurus
from.
Is the one that gives everybody syphilis.
It's just a headbutt like, and boom, STD.
I was gonna say those koalas, but koalas give you chlamydia.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah.
Koalamydia.
I know that. I just saw it on the radio this morning. Did you know that koalas have similar fingerprints to us?
Yes.
Yeah. Did you know koalas are actively trying to replace us?
Good.
Yeah. We deserve. You know they call drop bears in Australia?
No, oh. That's something different.
No, these are now.
Yeah, the drop bears, they're like big koalas.
Big boys.
That drop from the long
God,
claws.
I want to go to the zoo with Alex and have him explain everything.
Yeah, see that? That's a fucking thing.
Wild.
Yeah, I fuck good. With the drop
that's
bear.
Not a bat. That's a flying rat. Mammal. Mm-hmm. Actually, that's pretty. That one's.
That's what a bat that is.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Good
no,
job.
That's not a bat. It's a flying rat mammal with wings. Yeah. That's leathery.
That's not a lizard. That's Jesus. A snake with legs. That's one of those leggy snakes.
So,
speaking of weird creatures.
Oh yeah.
Speaking of leggy snakes.
Should we play some Dungeons and Dragons?
Yeah, yes. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo! Hooray!
Let's do it.
Moments ago, you were being menaced by a monstrous mechanical creature, fiercely breathing lightning and locked in combat with the giant pincers of Doran as a giant crab. Now defeated, it lies still on the floor of the workshop. You hear footsteps echo through the halls as Veranda returns from her mission to help out with the creature. Did it work? Is everyone okay?
Yeah, we're all right.
Holy shit, you killed that thing.
Yeah, well, you know.
Certainly deactivated it.
Yeah.
And also, Doran's a giant crab, in case you didn't realize it.
Doran, like, stands towering over you guys, beady eyes, and just snipping his snippers as if he's giving you knowing glances.
Knowing snips.
Knowing click clicks.
They're so much clearer now that the eyes are so much bigger. You can really get all of the nuance in the whole eyeball.
I think it's time we turn Doran back. Mari just sort of pinches herself in the arm.
No!
But
you can just choose,
you can just choose to break concentration.
No, not,
you don't have to hurt yourself.
She's never made anything this big. So it's mostly just like, am I? This feels like a dream.
The idea that she gets stuck concentrating on it is really good.
A moment for her of like cosmic horror.
Ooh. This show needs more cosmic horror. I'm into it.
What have I done? Doran, the massive giant fighting crab is her first journey into that.
Welcome back, Doran. Oh, thank you. Oh, I'm still sort of
crabby.
Yeah. Oh, red.
I think destroying those crystals up north helped. I hope they didn't power anything else, though. I ended up kind of breaking all of them. You might want to take a look, Jack.
Hmm.
Yeah, I mean, we'll have to get there. I'm not even sure where to start with this place.
Yeah.
Well, I want to look at this thing. And Red walks over to the thing we just defeated. Mm. And he kind of kicks the metal shell of it. What the hell is this?
It's huge. It's big enough that you can, like, climb on top of it. And
Red does.
Whee!
Yeah, I mean, it's got these interlocking plates of metal that cover it on all sides, from what you can tell. It has 12 limbs that, until very recently, propelled it along the floor, and a terrifying, gaping, toothy mouth. The teeth, of course, are also made of metal.
This machine, it was powered by whatever the hell was in that room up there. That's nuts!
Yeah.
Hmm.
I'm gonna go walk up to that room.
Yeah, go take a look. It's pretty cool!
Doran sort of limps over to a stool at a workbench over here and takes a seat to catch his breath.
How many hit points do you have,
Doran?
Oh,
yeah. 13.
Oh, yeah. Do you want me to heal you, Doran?
I can do cure wounds for the time being. I still have some spell slots. Red walks over and puts a hand on you.
Oh, buddy, it's all right. You took one for the team.
And I'm going to cast Cure Wounds at a level 2.
Red, that...
Your hands are so warm.
That beast. Was it magic? Or was it mechanical?
2d8 plus.
Do I roll it?
You can if you'd like.
Or are you rolling it?
Well, why don't you roll 1d8 and I'll roll 1d8 and we can meet in the middle and kiss.
Heal together.
I rolled a 2.
What if we kiss under the 2d8s?
I rolled a 5.
Just kidding.
It's a d8. It's a date.
Weird. Anyway, yeah, red heals you a little bit.
Cool. Wub, 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 wub. Healing achieved. Mari, you head up north into one of these auxiliary power station rooms, and you see what Red saw earlier, except without all of the ball lightning chaining around the room. And the floor is littered in shards of lovely crystal. Apart from that,
she picks up a piece of the crystal.
Cool.
I just want to take a look at it and pockets it.
It's teal. It looks like, I don't know, probably not valuable so much as useful, I guess. I mean, you could mill it down and make jewelry out of it if you felt like it. I mean, you could roll a nature check if you wanted to, like, figure out what kind of crystal it is, but...
I'm going to, just to see what happens.
Great. Let's do it.
It's ice crystal.
Random gemstone generator. Here we go.
I only rolled an 8, so...
Great. You think it's a sapphire.
Sweet. Yeah, she just pockets it because it looks pretty and it's just a nice little piece of rock.
Why not?
I mean, on that note, Red is just like going from table to table and taking the coolest things from everything in this room. It's like a workshop littered with like
cool trinkets.
Just cool trinkets.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Like Jack's imagination is captured by these flying machines that are in here just to try and compare them to the one we were on a while ago and see if we can figure out how they work.
I've got the flying machine.
Definitely not propelled by a balloon made of dragon hide. These are more mechanical in nature. You could almost picture a small gnome hopping into one of them and pedaling it, like what we kind of know as like a bicycle.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, the wings, though, seem like they would move up and down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nothing of a size that looks like it would fit all of us anyways, is what
unfortunately
I'm, what
not.
I'm hearing, so there's...
How convenient would that be, though?
And no way to get it out of here also, strangely enough.
That's weird.
They built it in here. Can I do like a roll? Well, now...
I haven't written anything super cool to exist in this room.
So we can figure it out later.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a cool workshop room. There's like a bunch of glassware and shit, but...
Now later on, we can be like sitting around the campfire and you can say, wow, look what I found there.
I have 50 different gnomish inventions. Yeah, this one turns you blue. What happens if we use it on Maori?
Quit drinking those potions, Red.
I'm going to be really upset that I didn't specify exact.
No, I love the idea that like there's an old Abbott and Costello, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, and they break into his lab and they drink something and Abbott turns into a mouse. But then when they go back, he's like, convert it to a wine cellar and they're convinced that the wine is turning them into like he must have hidden the potions in bottles but they're just getting drunk.
Yeah,
he's like, I'm drinking and you're turning into a mouse. And I love the idea that Red like steals all these concoctions that are just like alcohol and he's like, I think this one's turning you all blue, but he's just getting fucked up.
He's like, I took 46 hammers. All of them are too small for any of us to use.
We learned, or at least I did a couple of rooms ago, don't drink the weird booze that's been down here for centuries because it
Red and Doran didn't learn that lesson.
Red definitely hasn't.
Soft casters.
Red hasn't learned that lesson the whole campaign, and I don't think it's now is the time to start. That's for
sure. Exactly. He'll take those berries. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Red picks up interesting trinkets from every table and puts them in the bag of holding. And this one, and that one, and this one.
It's like you're grocery shopping on a on an empty stomach.
Shiny.
So much ice cream.
Doran is sort of now walking around the room looking for any potential of an exit, you know.
Doran, for sure. You see that there seems to be an exit from this room, at least, that you haven't explored. A passage that leads to the east. Looks like just a dark corridor.
Doran sort of pokes his head down the corridor just slightly and sniffs the air and he says,
hey, when we're ready to leave, this might be our exit.
Oh, good find.
Yeah.
It smells like an exit.
Does it smell like fresh air?
Yeah.
You know, I never thought I'd actually look forward to getting above ground.
I mean, I am. I'm ready to go.
I'm not, actually. I'm really enjoying this crazy workshop full of weird trinkets. I'm surprised at both of you. This is the coolest place we've been in so long.
Yeah, I mean, J- Jack's really torn scanning for any like notes anybody wrote down about what they were doing here or working on or anything underneath all of the tables or things, just to try and, but he's also kind of following Red around just to see what he grabs, just to know in his head, like, oh, that thing, cool, you know.
Red uses like sleight of hand to like piss off Jack just once or twice, just to be like, oh, I'll pick up that. He like picks it up, goes to put it in the bag, puts it back, slides it in his other hand, puts it back on the table, slides it back and puts it in the bag, just to be like, huh?
Am I gonna do this? As if there has also been the odd thing floating out with Mage Hand out of the bag for Jack to examine, turn around once and then try and sneak back in, but not hide it at all, because that's really not his.
Yeah, case. Murray comes over and just sleight of, because I also have proficiency on sleight of hand, and then just takes it out of the Mage Hand.
You shiesty fuck.
You guys are just stealing stuff from each other.
it's just a circle. Just children, all of you.
Well, it's all going in the bag
there's
of holding.
There's enough gnomish shit for all
Yay.
Of you.
Exactly. It's Christmas morning.
Well, if there's any leather worker's tool, I'd like them.
Doran sort of wanders back towards the hall that we came in.
Hey, did we investigate all the rooms back here? I mean, we're here already at this Zisterwaffle or whatever it's called.
Zibbleboof.
Dozenbaffle.
Oh, thanks. I knew you know it, Jack, off the top of your head.
Bless you.
Locked in.
What do you think?
Well, he has the note on him.
Yeah, let's go take a look. I'm right behind you.
I didn't see one. Yeah, let's head back.
Sure, we've cleared the place of monsters.
Yeah, Red will follow Doran and Jack to whatever room we must have missed.
Yeah, there's one room back down the corridor just to the north that you still have not yet explored. There's just a simple door that stands between you and the mystery.
All right. Everything has led us to this moment. Everyone ready those spells. Get ready, Jack. Cast Fireball the minute it opens. And Red steps forward and swings the door open wide.
To reveal...
Please be a broom closet. Please be a broom closet.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say.
A room that is empty, apart from... a chest in the very center, illuminated almost like a spotlight by an orb of pure white light hovering in midair.
No.
Beside the metal chest, a pile of scorched bones.
Don't touch that.
Red turns to the rat on his shoulder. Any boom booms in there, buddy?
Stevie licks your face, just like tiny, sweet little rat kiss, and then shakes his head.
Thanks, buddy. Any boom booms on my shoulder? And he looks for rat droppings on his shoulder.
Nope.
Now we're good. who wants to try opening it?
So it's just glowing.
Yeah.
Well, but it's the corpse is really a big clue here, I think, to me.
Yes.
Standing out.
It looks very much like the orbs that were just pulsing and following you in the other room, except this one's not following you. It's just hovering.
All right. Well, Doran is not very strong right now, so maybe Doran shouldn't be the one to try this, but I can try if we want to take a crack at it.
But think about what could be in there, Red.
What?
How could you live with yourself if we walked away? You've almost got to.
You do realize that if I die, you've basically egged me on to open this thing when you have Mage Hand.
Yeah, I was about to say, Jack.
Like, I've seen you use it. But
yeah,
sure, let's egg me on to see what happens. And Red, like, walks forward looking back at Jack.
Mm-hmm.
What if I just hit it with my staff?
Hit it with your staff?
Yeah. I have a big stick.
Like you're playing fucking T-ball?
Yeah.
Yeah. How many people are following you?
Employees, I mean. Sorry.
Yeah. Haven't noticed my whole entourage behind me?
It's about a half dozen.
Mari,
that's why my hair looks so good.
Cappuccino,
yeah.
Mari?
She looks amazing. That's why her armor underneath the coat is so well kept.
It's just the coat's been retailored every day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Steam cleaned.
So this ball is just floating above the chest.
Yeah, very much.
And does it look like the chest opens on the front? Is a standard looking chest?
Correct.
Red looks around the room. I'll just do an investigation just to see if there's any like switches hidden or buttons or anything fun like that.
Sounds great.
That's a 19.
Ooh.
Plus stuff.
No.
Plus 3. So that's 22.
The bones are goblin bones.
Ha. I mean, sorry, Doran.
That's all you know.
Hey, listen. While you all were fighting that thing, I was the one with the smarts who went north and powered the thing down. Hey, I wonder if this has power as well. Those balls stopped flying out when I powered down the machine. Perhaps we've already deactivated it by doing what I did in the other room.
Well, that's what I was thinking, too. I mean...
Red heads out of the room. All right, try it, Jack.
From sort of a safe place around the door jamb, Jack uses his mage hand to reach over and tries to open the chest. And first, I think he tries to push the ball away just to see what happens, and then Based on that, he'll try and open the chest.
It high fives you back.
Yeah.
Hot damn.
The ball doesn't move when you try to push on it.
Is it physically real there and the hand like stops and touches it, or is it go through as if it's not there?
It goes through it like it doesn't affect whatever the ball is.
Mm.
Fair enough. And then he opens the chest with the hand.
Mage hand opens the chest, and as it opens, the electric ball discharges an electric shock around the room.
Whoa.
That reverberates and maybe catches some of those dry bones on fire just lightly.
Yep.
And then the light and the energy recedes into a small point that hovers above the chest, almost like it's kind of recharging.
Whoa. Great call, Jack.
That was Red's idea.
Red runs in.
Red.
I'm feeling like it's a time thing.
Looking down into the box, you see something that is strangely familiar. In the chest, four smaller boxes, each between 6 and 10 inches to a side.
Shit.
Mm.
It's the devil's play thing.
What's it called? It's Infernal puzzle boxes.
That's it.
That's right. There are four of them in here.
Red grabs all four of them and he runs back out of the room. 1, 2, 3, 4. And Red walks out of the room like almost morose, and he locks eyes with you,
yeah.
Jack.
There's a knowing look, but it's that glow in our eyes from where we screwed up the last ball as you leave. Just that like greedy look between us.
Four of them, he says almost without description.
We're going to be so much better at it this time. It won't get us.
Yeah, we're going to be great at it this time.
We've got this. It's absolutely not what's in the box that's exciting. I think it's the challenge of solving them and maybe that like shared excitement.
Deal. I'll take what's in them. You help me solve them. Agreed.
Four of what?
Doran turns to Mari and he says, you see, we found one of these boxes a few months ago. And, you know, it's kind of scary because it seemed to drive them near madness when they tried to open it.
No, it didn't.
And so we're taking four of them. Why?
Well,
because they had this inside, and Red reaches in and pulls out the wooden coin. The thing that's eluded us and is very, very valuable.
I'd be shocked if there was one of those coin in one of these four boxes.
I don't think there will be.
But
I don't think so.
The kinds of things you secure in these boxes are going to be so interesting to know what was so valuable to these people.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. It's basically like a safe inside of a self-destructing bomb.
Right.
So they must
I got four of them.
Yeah.
Hot damn.
Not only are these infernal puzzle boxes very, very deadly to those who try to open them incorrectly, but they were also guarded behind something that was very, very deadly, which to me says these are even more valuable, and I'm even more excited. But don't worry.
Well, there's four of them, and there's four of us, so...
Yeah. Oh, I don't know if you'd want to risk this. This damaged us, like, forever. But we can definitely do it if you want. Put it this way, Jack and I both had to open one at the same time to share the load.
Yeah.
Share the load.
Share the load.
Share the load. Oh, yeah. All right, well, let's get the hell out of here. We got everything we need. Red pats the bag of holding.
If there's a way back to the surface, let's find it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Come on, Zach.
Who?
Furious Dragon freaked me out.
Oh, yeah, blow that thing again.
Don't do that.
No, I'm not doing that.
A corridor leads east out of the workshop and ends at a room with a large metal door. On either side of the door, carved into the stone wall, two concave shelves host a ton of strange bottle and flask-shaped items of all sizes. Beside the door, two short pillars are topped with a flat plate with a raised lip. The floor in front of the door is a different color of stone than the surrounding corridor. It encompasses the area with the concave shelves and pillars.
It seems like a puzzle. Red walks over to a table, slides all the stuff to one side, and lies down. I'm done with puzzles. Good luck.
It does seem kind of strange.
Let him have it, Jack.
I was... Okay.
I killed a creature. You do the puzzles. That's how it works.
Well, did it look like any of the pieces move? Mm-hmm. Like the floors or the shelves?
Yep.
Are we thinking there is a certain amount of weight that would go in each of these that would open the door then? And it's probably some... Because they're all vessels ready to hold something, right?
Something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Doran, walk on a patrol and make sure no one ambushes us.
Yeah, okay.
And Durin walks away, sort of mending his wounds a little bit.
When we say a shelf full of items of all sizes and stuff, any particular kinds of things? Does it look like knickknacks people might have put out of their pocket as an offering as they were walking by? Do they have a theme in any way?
No, they're all like similar construction. Mm-hmm. They're all shaped like bottles or flasks. From where you guys are standing, that's all you kind of get. But they're all like made of the same kinds of materials, it looks like, from where you're standing. They're all just different sizes. Red, as Mari and Jack are busy sort of examining this
goblin
puzzle,
attack. Yeah, I'm like lying like in the middle of the room on the table, just sort of relaxing for
and
a moment.
And Doran's gone on a brief patrol. Veranda sort of sidles up to you, Red.
Oh, hey, you. Thanks for running up to the lift.
I tried my best.
It was in the moment. Hey, why didn't you help us fight?
I'm not good at that kind of thing. What do you mean?
Well, I mean, you caught that rabbit, didn't you?
You let me win, didn't you?
You're being clever.
You know what I did.
Of course I know what you did.
Red says, catching up. Like, he's just been through a fight, and like, we've spent an hour down here, and he's like, remembering. We might have even slept since then. But yeah, now he's like, oh yeah, she sprinkled some shit in front of the bunny hole, and then she stabbed it, right? But I didn't see what it was. But Red will say, see, I know what you did.
Listen, I'll get out of your hair as soon as I can. Whenever we get out of this place, I'll leave in the night. Just don't follow me, and I'll go my own way.
I think that's probably for the best. And I'll keep your secret safe. Red looks towards, like, Jack's back and Mari's back.
She doesn't betray any emotion.
Right.
She just turns around and goes to see what Mari and Jack are up to.
Thinking to herself, fuck, I said too much, now he
knows. And Red being like, fuck, I said too much.
Well, and also Red would know about the dreams thing because Mari told him.
Yeah, that's
that Veranda
right.
has these dreams.
But what she thinks I saw of her, I don't think would equate to the dreams. You know what I mean? And at this point, it's more likely that the cat would have told her that she spoke to you about the dreams.
I don't think she speaks to the cat.
She doesn't speak to the cat.
The cat.
Well, we haven't seen her speak to the
well,
cat.
Well, fair enough.
We also didn't see her hunt the rabbit.
If she could speak to the cat, it sounds like that's the true. Cat would probably not have had to say the weird shit it said about, like, what do you wish you could tell the dreams are okay? Like, that whole thing would have had a different tone if they could, unless the cat is that, super duplicitous.
The cat's intelligence is higher than everybody in the party, except for Jack, I guess, right? Cat, those Tressums are super fucking smart.
Not super smart.
If they were duplicitous, they'd be good at it.
Way smarter than minus one intelligence.
Way smarter than Mari and I and Doran.
So how do you want to tackle this, Mari? What do you think?
Well, she goes over and looks at these items. Are they the items that are there, are they glass? Are they rock? Are they metal? Like, what are
how
they?
How close do you get?
She's standing right in front of them.
Cool. So you step out onto this differently colored piece of rock, basically. Mm-hmm. And as you step onto it, you feel it move in the floor.
Oh, all right. Yeah, Jack, this one moves. Does it move down? Like, it sort of shifts?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
These move down, and I don't know if that is going to cause anything else to it, but I'm assuming, and there's that low pillar. I'm guessing it's flat on the top.
It is.
I'm guessing something has to weigh this down, and then that would do something.
Well, we've got this whole set of weights and measures and things over on the wall. Why don't we try a few of them? And Jack carefully steps onto the plate as well, or the piece of the floor that
floats. With your combined weight, the floor sinks just a little bit lower, and you hear like a low ticking sound, like as it kind of adjusts. The objects on the wall are all of a color. They appear, now that you're close enough to check them out, they're metal.
Are they in convenient ratios? Is there like a clear one, two, half, whatever? Like, are they a size of like weights and measures you'd find on a scale or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
They are disorganized in terms of how they've been stored.
Yeah.
But they are a variety of sizes.
I don't know who put this away, and Jack immediately starts organizing them just to make his brain feel better until he can sort of try find the one he thinks is like one and put that on the yeah. one side
yeah,
of the balance.
Yeah, Mari's put them upright, but she hasn't organized yeah. them. So they're just not scattered now.
Doran comes back in from his patrol. And he sees you guys sort of beginning to struggle with these, not really struggled per se, but move these weights around. And Doran jumps in and very readily.
I want to make sure you're picturing like the same kind of weights I am, because I'm picturing like a desktop scale weights. It's not yeah. like they're, you know,
but they're
big, beefy.
Some of them are like the size of a large vase.
Okay.
Like there are some big guys.
Some sure. beefy boys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's a large vase? How large is a large vase?
They probably have magics, Red screams from across the room.
That's a good point. Mari picks up sort of a middling-sized one. Mm-hmm. Jack, do you have the same one as this?
We must be able to find one. Given the weight of them, do I imagine it's intended to be like one for one, the weight of the people on this versus the weight of the people on the scale? Or is there some kind of ratio between that we're...
You could imagine something like that.
Okay.
I think Red walks back over with like almost like a bit of a nervous look in him. Like he's just kind of looking over his shoulder. He's just like, hey, yeah, anyway, you guys figuring this out?
We're getting there.
And Doran's like picking up multiple weights and bringing them over to the part that you're standing on. Like, we'll just pile them all here.
No, hold on. Wait, I think I've got it. And I think in my mind, I've picked out the weights I think might add up to somewhere around what Mari might balance to. And start moving them over to the one of the pillars.
Okay, so essentially, if I'm getting this correctly, Mari is standing in the center on this weighted platform.
Yeah.
Jack, you are finding weights that you would imagine would add up to Mari's weight. And where are you placing them?
If we've done the math right, this might balance with you. And so it's just a question of one of these is up, mm-hmm. probably. One of these is down, probably. Do you want to... What's your best guess?
Well, we'll put things on the left one and see what happens.
Oh, right. We balance you. The door opens. Okay. Yeah, yeah. I'm with it now. For some reason, I was still thinking elevator, but this is just one side of a scale. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it needs to, yeah, I think balance.
Yeah.
On.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Perfect. Maybe. Okay. Easy. Jack steps off it. Mari, why don't you try heaving those on one side or the other and see what happens?
I feel like there's a joke where like Jack's putting weight on to balance Mary's weight. And Mary's just like raising an eyebrow with every like added weight. Like, it's like, I don't want to presume.
It's the crab armor.
I think it might be more.
It's the armor.
It's this one. Lightweight armor.
Please. I'm retaining water, okay? Mm-hmm. So I guess Doran would help kind of place weights on the other side then with Jack.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Does that make mm-hmm. sense? Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So the floor begin to raise up underneath your feet with every additional weight that is placed on these pillars as Jack and Doran labor to figure out exactly how many grams and kilograms you are.
Red's kind of sitting on the table with a toothpick and he's going, what is going to take you so long, guys? Let's get out of here.
I don't even need to play this game. That was
you sound
uncanny.
Like Bugs
Whoa,
Bunny.
I also got yeah. very Bugs Bunny yeah. vibe from that. I think the toothpick in my mind immediately became a carrot in a way.
No, I think Red is helping. Like he's there, but he's just moving stuff.
Yeah. And once the plate that Mari is standing on reaches equilibrium with the columns, the door opens.
Equilibrium.
Thank you once again to our wonderful Patreon supporters, Alexander, Amanda Kitchener, Anne, Braden, Brian Blass, Brianna Weber, Michael Weber, Bryn Marie, Cecil Lee Wilson, Colin Burkhart, Cherry Rose, Cytosine, Daniel, Haley, Harpo the Marx, Jay, JD, Joy, KR, KM, Cade, Lasagna, Last Ruth on the Left, Lead, Mari Kaniski, Matilda Rushing, Melissa, Melon, Nimble Dingo, Reagan, Ren, Roberta, S-Ray 96, Tama, Tara, Trapper 939, Xander, and Zach. Ooh, thank you so much. Oh.
Sh-
share the load.
Oh, yeah. Share a load with me, Jack.
While Doran's in the cuck chair.
Yeah, discharging his spells.
Did you all listen to that?
Yes. This is good.
You know, the scary
Alex
thing
fucking
is?
Calls him Zach at one time.
That's what I thought. I was going to ask you about that, if I said Zach or Jack.
Yeah, it was
yeah,
Zach.
I think you were glug, 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 glug.
Hey, Zach.
Zach.
That's good.
The issue, well, though, Harlan, is that you and I sound so much alike.
Not in the bloopers.
I'm like, who said that?
No one else felt that way, I promise you.
I think so.
Who said that?
Our humors are very different, okay, too. Because you're the one that's like, come. And I'm usually like, dead.
And
chill.
You're like, I've also said come, but it is a pun.
No, I think it was you. I think it was you. You said all those terrible things.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You're saying that the bad ones were me. That's fair. Yeah, yeah, we sound so similar, Alex. You're so right. Similar. Who knew who made the jokes?
Who knew who made the jokes?
It's just really nobody's responsible, and yet...
Yeah. I'm totally kidding.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
ACAST powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.